The Winners Club is the weekly podcast that shares the highlights and insights from some of the most meaningful and impactful conversations from the number one community on Clubhouse, The Winners Club.
We have Natasha in the house. Now, Natasha is with us for a short while, so we need to make sure that we utilize every minute that she is here. So, as we have phenomenal guests like Natasha here this morning. So, guys, let's show some Clubhouse currency. Go give Natasha a follow for a thank you for being here this morning. But I want to get started, Natasha. We have had a whole morning around you coming on. We had yesterday talking about you coming on. You are here. The pedestal is there. So, would you like to introduce yourself and what you do, and then we're going to fire into some questions, because I feel you could help a lot of people here today, Natasha.
Yes, King. Good morning. Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. This is the earliest I think I've ever been on Clubhouse when I've been in the UK. I love it. I feel like I'm getting in touch with my roots, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for that beautiful intro. So for anyone that doesn't know me, my name's Natasha, and it's a pleasure to meet you, and we're going to get to know each other today some more. And I enjoy what I do so much, and it's like an inspirational thing because I just enjoy teaching so much around this topic, around the law of attraction. And the funny thing is, even being a best-selling author for a book of the law of attraction, I still didn't reveal all the secrets around the law of attraction. And I save that for times when I'm on stage or when I'm teaching or in my programs, because there are so many things which I learned through going through my adversity in life and going through the pain I went through in order to understand how to have gotten out of it. And I didn't then know it would go on to be a method that would be taught to a 10 million people community. And so I feel grateful now for what I did go through 5 years ago. I feel grateful for the pain and the suffering. And I'll tell you a little bit about it as we go on. But I'm here today to show you how you can also live the life you want, how you can also transform in any area of your life that you want, how you can also become the best version of you. I was an average girl. You know, I didn't have a penny to my name when I was broke, when I was almost homeless, when my ex-husband threw me on the street and I was in the middle of a messy divorce. I had nothing. But from that place, I built everything. So that's a little bit about me.
Love that, Natasha. And thank you very much for being here. And I have met Natasha in person. She is phenomenal. So we're going to fire straight into questions and help. So if you're anything around struggling with law of attraction, manifestation, what I would like to ask you is, it's very easy to stay positive, Natasha. But when times get tough, things go out the window, what would you do and say for anyone who's experienced that with the world going through what it's been through with the pandemic? A lot of positive thinkers, people who know the law of attraction, things have been jogged and sidetracked. What would your advice be in them moments and them situations?
So I think when somebody is going through something, when you feel unstuck, I mean, it's the most common feeling, right, to feel stuck and out of control. You want to know how to get the reins back. Ultimately, you want to create a toolbox that you can use to navigate yourself through life, right, all the time. So how do you do that? Well, you first of all go internalize. Somebody was just saying, I think it was a lovely lady before I was speaking. She was mentioning it. You go inside yourself. You don't start without. You start within. And so within, so without, right? It's a famous quote. So what you do is you focus on your mindset. You focus on your brain set, your heart set, on how to change your situation. Because anything that you want to experience in your life, your outer reality, you see, is a direct reflection of your inner self beliefs. So anything you're not seeing around you, it's because you don't believe you're worthy of it. Do you believe that you're actually worthy of financial abundance? Do you believe you're worthy of change? Do you believe you're worthy of leaving the corporate world you're working in and going to start your own business? Do you believe in finding the love of your life? Do you believe it? Because if you don't, that's where the first part starts. It's all down to your self-belief and self-worth. So I have I call it my five pillars of manifesting. Number one, and I'll dive in if anyone wants to go a little bit deeper today, but number one, get clarity on your vision. know exactly what you want to achieve in life. Because most people, when you ask them what they want, they don't actually know. Most people, when you say, hey, what do you like? What do you want? They don't know. And so it's confusing. It's a bit of a blur. Now, Napoleon Hill, in his 1937 book, he said that if you write down your statement aloud, you write it down so clearly and you read it aloud twice a day, this is how you keep clarity on your vision. Okay? So you write it down. You know exactly what you want. It should say something like, I am, in the present tense. And then wealthy, abundant, healthy. And you set it in time and space. So you would say, I am now living in my dream home in Malibu. And then you would carry on writing it. And I earn $20 million a year on, and you keep going like this, right? By December the 31st, 2022. And when you write this down, you set it in time and space, it now shifts something in your reality. Because now your mind, and I'll tell you a bit of science as we go on, it starts to bring it to volition. It starts to manifest what you want. You hear this word all the time, right? I talk about it all the time. But it's actually no different to learning a skill, learning a language. When you learn a language, it's exactly the same. It's about building the new neural pathways in your brain to remember each word, each phrase, each sound, no different to manifesting the same thing. Okay, so that's number one, pillar one. Pillar two, remove the blockages. Remove the self-limiting beliefs that are stopping you from attracting what you want into your life. So when you understand how to do that, you see, my MBS method, which is meditational behavioral synchronicity, it served me well when I was going through my pain and trauma. I didn't know it would later go on to serve my community of millions of people, but I decided I would find this way, and I would use meditation all the time and breathing exercise. And then I decided, actually, no, how about if I united and I bring them all together into a concoction? I did. So I brought together meditation, ancient breathing exercises, neuroscience, and anchoring, all in altered states of awareness. Right now, you see, we're talking, we're in beta. And when we go deeper, we go through alpha and then theta, and that is where the magic happens. The magic happens when you are in theta. And when you're in theta, you can change your subconscious mind, your thought process. You can rewire your brain. You know, you hear this phrase, rewire your brain. That is where you do it. It doesn't literally mean, you know, lose your thoughts and lose yourself. No, honey, it means change the bad thoughts, move out the things and shift the things you don't want to leave there anymore, if you choose to do it positively anyway. So that's why I created my MBS method, meditational behavioral synchronicity. So you can remove the self-limiting beliefs when you know how. Now, you don't have to just use my method. I mean, it's interesting, actually. I'll tell you a quick story about this lady, Diana. Diana, she was in 30K in debt. She knew about my five pillars. She used the steps. She used the meditational behavioral synchronicity method, my MBS method. She removed the main self-limiting belief. And I'm not kidding. You hear these testimonies all around Clubhouse, actually, as well. Within one session and within the second, so within two sessions total, she got herself out of 30K debt. A check arrived in the post for $45,000. From her old job she just lost. That was the reason she was doing this thing. And then she got offered a new job, 3x her salary. I think that's pretty good. When people are changing their situations using this method, the same way that I did, I went from broke to homeless in a year. Anyway, so you can do whatever you want to remove your self-limiting beliefs. You can do anything that works for you. But there is always a self-limiting belief that is blocking you from achieving your destiny, from blocking you from achieving the success you want. Pillar three, I'm going to go through them quickly now, is replace the old belief with a new one. So put the new belief process in there, put the new thing. And usually your belief, your self-limiting belief is something like, I feel unworthy of love. When you go deeper, 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 it always comes down to literally the three words, I feel unworthy. And so if you then change that to, I feel worthy of, and then you fill it in, now you're going to start to shift your reality. I'll tell you the science about that later. Number four, fourth pillar, is expand your vision. Expand your vision. So that means using visualization to expand what you want, using people as expanders, using things to expand what you want in your life. Okay? And I'll touch on that again as well if you want later, but basically you can use people around you who you don't even know, who they don't even know you know them, to get what you want. I attracted the love of my life into my life in 3 weeks because I was using couples around me, watching them
with awe and fascination and love. And when you do that, you send out love into the universe and it comes back to you tenfold. But it's a trick in itself. I'll talk about that later. And then pillar five is take action. And when you take inspired action towards your dream, when you take inspired action towards anything you want, you will manifest it. You can't just think it. The law of attraction is about like attracts like, and thought your thoughts become things and positive thinking. But you must not miss the final step of my five pillars and take inspired action. That's why my book is called The Action Plan, because it's about taking action in the law of attraction. So I hope that answers your question, Ash.
Wow. I think you've just blown us all away. Thank you very much, Natasha. What I want to say is, just before we go into some Q&A with Natasha, is that she has a challenge on, which is you can go sign up to. It's in her bio, the Abundant You Challenge. And we will go back into that at the end of the show, just so people can see how they can access what you do, what you teach, because it is phenomenal. So the way it works now, Natasha, we have people on stage waiting, got here nice and early to ask you a question. So flash your mics as I work my way down. James, are you there, my friend?
I am indeed, Natasha. I absolutely love it. I've heard you in a couple of rooms before and I'm like, oh my God, it's like the female version of Les Brown. And mate, I just love the way you tell stories so passionately and excitedly, and it just gets people hyped up. I love it, absolutely love it. But I also love the sort of the tactical, practical nature of what you share. So thank you for being here, first and foremost. I'm very much a willing student of this subject right now. I'm a big believer in it, but I don't think I wholeheartedly utilise it to its full ability. And whether you think you can or you can't, either way, you're usually right, so I'm probably not doing it right. But my question is, when you're in that state of manifestation and using your internal power, how do you switch off the logical brain? Because I'm sort of thinking about the stuff that I want to do. And then I love a spreadsheet. I love a to-do list. I love an Excel chart. I'm sort of like thinking about what I want to achieve. And then I get really logical. I'm like, well, if I wanted to do that, by then I'd have to do this. I'd have to bring in this much money. I'd have to attract these sorts of people, blah, blah, blah. And then I sort of lose the beauty of it, if that makes sense. I get a bit logical. So is there a way, like, fix me, Natasha. How do I become better at it?
James, it's so good to meet you. I love that. I love that question so much. I'm just going to give you a follow. I'm literally, you know, I get asked this all the time because there's so many people who are so pragmatic and so tactical, and they really want to focus on the science, if you want. And that's why there is neuroscience in my MBS method, because I've had to study parts of it to understand the human brain. So let me just give you a couple of things that might help out here. You know, Wi-Fi, you can't see Wi-Fi, right? Wi-Fi just exists. Wi-Fi just happens and makes us be able to talk right now. We're able to have these conversations because of Wi-Fi, because it's something you can't see, but you believe in. So no different when your brain starts to go, okay, to the pragmatic side. Okay, now I need to think logically and I need to start, you know, if I have to do this, I have to do that. Yes, maybe in some way. And that's the taking action step. But there are four other pillars which are more important. 80% is in the mindset. 20% is in the action, in the rest. So 80% is all about what you are believing and doing in your mind. You want to be a human being. You don't want to be a human doing, right? You want to absorb information. You want to enjoy the process, but leave it to the universe to bring into fruition what you want to attract. Does that make sense? So what I would say to you is, every time you start thinking, okay, I need to do this, which means I need to go and do this, put it into your action plan. Like, you know, write it down, exactly the things you want to do and need to do. But don't get bogged down with that, because the universe, when you order on Amazon, you don't then, let's say you order today a beautiful little box of Amazon with some gifts in, okay? You order it, you press order, you really enjoyed the process of looking for that little box of gifts for your mom or your sister or your brother, whatever. You really enjoyed it, yeah? You really enjoyed that process, but you don't then, after you've enjoyed it, that's the mindset part, you don't then press order and then call up Amazon and say, hey, which postman's delivering this and what van? You just allow it to come to you, yeah? That's the same thing. So you're going to press order on Amazon. You're going to put your order into the universe. Enjoy the process of what you're ordering, because it's so fun. And then you're just going to go away from your desk, like you do when you do your order from Amazon. You just leave the screen, don't you? You go to another screen, or you walk away from your desk. You go be with your family, go to work, whatever you're doing, and go and enjoy your day and let the universe bring it to you.
Take action, yes, upon it. Take inspired action, yes. Every day I wake up and I often talk with Michael Beckwith. He's a speaker from The Secret, an author from The Secret. We talk about this. In fact, you can see this on my Instagram in a podcast, James. You can see this exact thing I'm about to talk about. When I wake up in the morning, I ask the universe, as he taught me, what's my assignment today? What is my assignment today? What am I meant to do to better serve humanity? How can I do things with the people and events and places and circumstances around me to get closer to my dream, to my goals, to my end goal? What can I do? Show me my assignment. And then the universe will present opportunities, places, and people that will draw you ever closer to what you want. So I hope that helps your answer.
Amazing. Thank you. Cheers, Ash. Thank you for letting me come up and ask that question. That was epic. I'm going to go get the book, join the challenge, and and ask the universe, what is my assignment for today? Just wait for the answer, like Amazon.
Yes, King. I want to see it. This is amazing. I want to hear your success stories. I love this stuff.
Brilliant. Lovely. So as this is being recorded, Natasha does have an Abundant You challenge. So yeah, make sure you go over to her Instagram so she can run you through that further in. We don't have long with Natasha this morning, but what I need to do is go through the audience. So Susan, I know you've been waiting to speak.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Ash. Good morning. Good morning, Natasha. It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. I can't believe you're on the Breakfast with Winners. I've never been so excited for this room, as everyone found out earlier. But Natasha, your energy to me is just a true example of operating from the highest vibration. So I know energy doesn't lie, can't lie. And when we hear you talk, I mean, I feel it. I think everyone feels it. Your passion is just so high, that alarm was a sign. I can hear your intentions. And I think for me, the Clubhouse, that's what it's been all about. When you hear people talk and you hear their intentions and you genuinely want everyone to believe that they've got that internal power and to live their best life. And that for me is just everything, which is why I'm hoping that everyone is listening to every word here this morning. But my question is that those around me do not operate from my vibration, not everybody. I'm hoping that they get there, but they don't just yet. So Natasha, how can you offer any advice to me and to anyone else listening that perhaps is in the same situation of how do you protect your energy on that high vibration when people around you perhaps are operating from a lower vibration or they're having an off day and they come to you with this low vibration? How do you protect yourself?
Hi, Susan. It's so nice to meet you. And thank you so much for your beautiful words there. And I've followed you. Actually, I'm trying to follow everybody I can up here on the stage today. I'm just focusing on listening. But I have to say, this is the most asked question I get whenever I'm keynoting and wherever I am actually in the world. This is the most asked question. You know why? It's so common to be around people who are naysayers, who want to bring us down, who are energy vampires. You probably heard some of these words. And so here's what you do. Number one, you step into the room with the vibration, with the energy you want them to meet you at. You decide what energy you're going to bring into the room. Whenever I go to a lunch, whether it be with my mom, whether it be with strangers, whether I'm walking onto a stage with 10,000 people, wherever I'm going, I literally bring the energy of what I am bringing. I do not go to the energy of the lunch or the people who are around me in their vibration, because 9 times out of 10, somebody has had a bad day or somebody got out of bed the wrong way. But it is up to me to help them raise their vibration so that they can feel good too. Because that's your birthright, to enjoy life to the fullest, to tap into the unlimited resources of the universe, which is all around us, by the way. And so you step into the room with the energy. You raise the vibration. You say, I'm turning up as Susan today, and I'm coming in with 110% energy, feeling amazing, and you around me will raise to my vibration. And you know what? Do not shake off it. And they may not raise, but that's okay. You will find the universe will just remove them from your life. Anyone who does not serve you and is no longer for you will eventually be removed. The universe saw conversations that you didn't. This is how it works. There are things which are going on around you which you can't see, again, like Wi-Fi, which, believe me, they will be removed without any argument, with any pain.
I had to let go, to be fair, of a lot of people on my way up. A lot of people. And people say, oh, you know, everyone changes when they get famous. Everyone changes as they get bigger. Yes, in many ways they do. But do you know why? It's not because of what you would imagine. It is because the way that others don't evolve with you as you evolve spiritually, as you evolve on your journey, you know, you become a bigger philanthropist. You're doing more for the world the bigger you get, because the more money you have, the more you can serve the world. You become a better person, but people don't always evolve on your journey with you, and that's okay. They're evolving at a different pace. I look after a lot of clients who are in their 50s and 60s. And that's completely normal, because they've only just woken up to the fact that there is actually something more than just the physical reality and what we can see, and how they can actually shift their lives. And truth be told, you can shift your life, but you're not going to shift it if you have people around you who you listen to the opinions of. Now, when you listen to the opinions of people, you are allowing yourself to go down to their vibration. You need to stay at yours to be able to attract the things you want. You have to stay in your frequency, because the universe responds to your frequency. The universe responds to whatever you are giving out to the world, like a radio station. So it's responding to your tune. So when you hear people around you putting you down or being negative or just kind of a little bit itchy, right? A little bit, they just don't really make you feel good. You have to stay in your vibration, stay strong, believe that you are serving a bigger purpose and that you are stepping into your power. And if they do not want to raise, you actually just got to let it go and move aside from them, change room, move place, get away from them as much as you can. I had to make one of the hardest decisions of my life, to divorce my ex-husband, the father of my child, 5 years ago, because he did not serve me. And it was a very hard relationship to deal with what I was going through. It was, you know, abusive in so many ways, not physically, but it was too much. Do you understand? And so I had to leave. And when I did, it was the best decision I ever made. But you have to know when something does not serve you and someone doesn't serve you. And believe me, your life will change. When you let go of energy vampires, you make space for incredible beings who are like-minded or five steps above you to come into your reality. I'm only now surrounded by such incredible individuals and beings. Ashley, you're one of them. You know, Ashley came to my house with Samit and Vishal. I invited them over for tea. I'll tell you about that. You can have it be and do anything you want when you get into the right frequency. That's what I'm saying. And you make space for the right people to come into your life. I wouldn't be working with some of the minds I work with and have such incredible access to the biggest speakers and individuals on planet Earth. And they've all been on my show. You can see on my Instagram, from Grant Cardone and Tom Bilyeu and Jesse Itzler and Damon John, and the most wonderful minds. But I wouldn't have this if I had stayed in my lower frequency, accepting shit from people and friends who wanted to try and pull me down. So I hope that answers your question and inspires you in some way, Susan.
Oh my goodness. Someone set Natasha up with a little emoji that mic drops when she speaks. That was incredible. Thank you so much.
Wow, Natasha, you're blowing everyone away this morning. Beiju, I accidentally dropped you as I was trying to mute your mic. Beiju.
Good morning, Ashley. Natasha, good morning. Fantastic what you just said there and everything you said this morning. My question is this. As you mentioned that you went through a divorce, you went through, you're homeless, you mentioned. Did you always believe in the power of law of attraction? And what was the moment that you realised the power in this and then you started wanting to teach the world about it? That's me down at the bottom. Hi.
Hey, Beiju. So I've always believed in it. I think I went through, when I was a kid, I was bullied at school. So I always had to turn to alternative methods of happiness. And instead of being around friends and that making me happy and sort of growing up in a normal environment, I would go inward. And I read a lot and I studied a lot of this stuff. I was kind of just subject to it. And then I was born into social media. I'm in the era where I don't think I'm, you know, I think I guess I was just born into social media. And so that was all around me at that time. And so because of that, I ended up going deeper and deeper and deeper. And then I just suddenly one day just went, way before I had all the trauma happen to me, about 12 years ago now, I had some amazing things happen. Like, just, I started manifesting things out of nowhere at 21. I had my first, you know, this is pathetic material stuff, and I really don't actually enjoy talking about material stuff at all, but I was able to manifest my dream car at 21. I was able to manifest my dream home by 22. And I realized that we all have access to it. And then I went on to do a vision board, and this vision board, 3 years later, I was crying because I'd met that man and married him. And I'd done everything on the vision board with him now together. And then I realized, oh my God, I'd left loads of details out. Like I forgot to mention that, you know, who he was in detail and the baggage that he came with. And I forgot to mention all the things that I didn't want to happen. You don't want to mention that, but you want to focus more on what he does have in terms of kindness and a warm heart. And I forgot a lot of things out. And then I started to realize, okay, we're in control of what we see around us, right? And so then when I was on this pedestal and had everything I wanted, I thought it was great. I literally thought, oh, this is the most spectacular thing. I've got dream homes around the world. I've got all this stuff. And suddenly it all came crashing down, literally as if the rug was pulled, boom, from underneath me. And as it was removed from underneath me, I lost everything. Every single thing came crashing down. I went from having a great business to going through a messy divorce, being broke. I was then homeless virtually with my son, my newborn baby I've just given birth to. Then I'm in the middle of a divorce and now I get an illness. So now I'm at the rock bottom of each area in life. So when somebody tells me, but hey, I'm bedbound, so was I. I've been through the rock bottoms of every area. And from that place, I then started applying everything I'd read and studied. And when you read a book, you know, this is a great piece of advice for anyone today listening. ABL, always be learning. In sales, it's always be closing, right? ABC. But I do ABL. Listen to this. When you are reading a book for an hour and a half or 2 hours a day, whatever you're doing, when you are reading the book for the duration of that book, you are getting into the mindset of that author. You are having literally one-to-one mentoring from that teacher, from that author for the duration of that book. That is the power of reading and how you can shift your life and learn. And I did that a lot. So I got myself a mentor and I enrolled in a couple of programs. And Ashley, yes, saying about the challenge, it starts today, by the way. The challenge is this afternoon at 3 p.m. UK time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And just dropping that in because I forgot to say when it starts. It's amazing, the Abundant You Challenge. And Travis Believes is here as well. He's in the challenge with me. So when we did it, we basically, when I used the law of attraction myself and I started to apply it, I realized this, that you can shift your life. You can have anything you want, okay? And suddenly I started to manifest and change my world from being bedbound and thinking. And by the way, when you've got an illness or anyone who's had depression of any form, they understand, it's horrendous. You know, you don't feel like you want to get up. And if there's anyone listening in the audience right now, I really just hope you hear these words, because I hope that this today will help you shift the same way it did for me. And, you know, I decided to shift my world. I just said, this is going to change. So I applied my tools. I applied my method. But it was only because of the adversity that I was able to realize the power of the law of attraction. But more than that, there's the power of the law of reciprocation. There's the law of gratitude, the law of abundance. There are so many to apply. But the core root of it is what you believe you can have, you can attract into your life and become. It is all about acting as if. I'll just read you something really powerful. It's called Act As If. Act as if you want what you want to intend to manifest into your life is already a reality. Eliminate thoughts of conditions and limitations or the possibility of it not manifesting. If left undisturbed in your mind and in the mind of intention simultaneously, it will germinate into reality in the physical world. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes, Natasha, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. Really does. Really, I'm in the middle of traffic at the moment. But yeah, thank you so much for that. Thanks, Ashley.
Fantastic. So Naomi, then Lucienne.
Thank you, Ashley. Hi, Natasha. It's your girl, Naomi. My question for you is, how do you face opposition? Do you face it? Or do you walk away? How do you face opposition?
So you're going to, hey, Naomi, nice to see you and meet you. So it happens to you. It kind of just, you know, opposition just happens in every arena, whether it's financially, whether it's a person, whatever is going on, you're going to face challenges. It is about how to navigate through that challenge and not focusing on the problem and focusing on the outcome. Can you focus on the outcome? Because if you can focus on the outcome and pause in the moment, apply this method. It's called my three P's. P is for plan. P is for purpose. And the third P is for proactive. When you face opposition, when you stuck in a moment when you feel like something is not against you. It's against you, not for you. Actually, it's not. It's really for you. Things only happen in your life to evolve you spiritually as a soul. Take out the word spiritual if you want to be pragmatic. To evolve you as a human, to learn from your mistakes, to understand where you're going, to change, to better you. Things only happen. Like, I know that adversity only happened to me because I was going to be able to go through that pain and handle it and share it with the world. Pain happens to people who are able to share it with someone and the world. And the bigger our platform, sometimes the crazier the stuff we've been through, because we're able to share it with millions and millions of people. And if we weren't able to share it with millions and millions of people, we wouldn't be able to change millions and millions of lives, you see? So when stuff is happening to you, pain is just a red light saying, it's an alarm bell saying, you're going in the wrong direction, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual pain. It is happening to you to say, hey, you're going in the wrong direction, Naomi. And so when it hits you, you just got to know. But use the three P's. Just say P is for plan. Okay, pause in that moment. So first of all, you pause and say, what a pleasure. Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening in my movie? Why is this happening to me? And then you start to work out, it's happening to me because I need to, and then you work it out. I need to recognize that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When you point, okay, put your fingers together, point your hand now at someone. Imagine you're pointing. One finger is pointing at them. How many fingers are pointing back at you when you point at someone? Three. Yeah? Three fingers are pointing back at you when you point at somebody. So who's the problem? It's not you, it's them. So when you have opposition, use the three P's. Plan. Make a plan about how to get out of that situation, focusing on the outcome, not the problem. Two, purpose. So then you realize, is this acting towards my purpose? Is this serving the greater good? Is this serving my purpose here on planet Earth? Because if it's not, walk away. And if it is, then you need to make it right by making a good plan. And then three, be proactive and take steps towards a better life and a better solution every single day. I hope that helps.
Plan, purpose, proactive. Thank you, Natasha.
Brilliant, brilliant. So, Lucienne.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm in awe, Natasha. I'm soaking this up like a sponge. It's a new world to me, and I'm so grateful that you're with us. I think Susan has manifested you into this room. That's my opinion. My question is about your son. You are clearly an inspiration to your son. I have a young boy myself. I'm wondering what you do with him to help him develop this understanding of manifestation and the law of attraction. I'm done speaking.
Hey, Lucienne. I love this because my son is often a question I get asked about all the time, like how do I balance it, et cetera, et cetera. I have always embodied gratitude. So instead of me practicing gratitude as a human, I have become it, like forgiveness. If you practice a forgiveness meditation every single day for 30 days, you are now a forgiving person, actually. It takes 21 days to form a small habit, 66 days to form a larger habit. And when you form these habits, they become you. Right? They just become who you are. And so I am always speaking with a certain tone with him where possible. Of course, I'm going to have moments where it's totally off center. I'm a mum. It's only natural. And moments when I'm crying, normal. But how do I embody it? I practice it with him. I basically show him how I do it by an example. I lead by example. And so when something happens, when we're walking around, I say, wow, look at this. I'm so grateful that we have. I use words like that all the time. And you know what I do? I expand his vision. I expand his vision by every single night. We do two things. We do a gratitude countdown together. We say, I'm so great. And we've made a little song. I can't even do it. Oh my gosh. We sing this song. I'm so grateful for, and then we go into it. And he says really silly things to start. And then he starts to accept it as he starts to go into a deeper state, into alpha and theta. And I watch him go through into delta state. These are the states of the subconscious mind. And I watch him do this and he goes with gratitude. Now he's going to bed, therefore, with gratitude. He's becoming a grateful person all the time. And I'm really imprinting that into his subconscious mind from a young age. So I practice that with him every single night. When he was a baby, I would speak
over him as he was falling asleep with a prayer, with a word, with beautiful phrases of, you are amazing. You are so good in school. You know, he's the youngest in his class by a clear country mile. You know, he's so young for the year. He's like that kid who everyone else is five and he's still four until almost the new term starts. And so I always knew he was probably going to be behind. But I, and as a boy as well, they tend to be, you know, as kids, slower learners than girls typically. And so I decided, okay, I need to help him. So I would preach over him and say, you're amazing in school. You're so good at your letters and numbers. And of course this manifested. And you know, I really didn't actually do any of it myself. I tried, but it just wasn't for me. It was like, funnily enough, being able to teach the world, but I can't teach my son to read or write. The school did it wonderfully, and his tutors and nannies, but I was not able to do that myself. For some reason, he didn't respond to me well. And so I was able to speak it over him and it worked. So when you speak over somebody, when you put those into their mind as they go to sleep, your subconscious mind is most impressionable then. And finally, what we do is we practice exercises of love and appreciation. And I ask him to expand his mind and tell me. I literally ask my son, he's like nearly, he's 4 and a half. And I say, sweetie, I say, where are you from? Where did you come from? Why did you choose me? And some of this is so, so, so powerful, the answers he's told me. He's told me the same description as what people have said who have had near-death experiences time and time and time again. When I have my near-death, when people have understood where we come from and that we're all from the same source and this bright white light, he could describe it perfectly. He said he chose me as his mother. He came through me. I mean, it's absolutely incredible, but we basically go very deep and we practice this stuff all the time. I speak about it with him. Even if he doesn't comprehend it, I try and put it into childlike terms. And finally, on the internet, and I think I'll make one soon, but on the internet, there's many different, on YouTube, meditations for children. And when you get them into a meditation for a child, it's wonderful. It's the best way to start meditating with a kid and just get them to sit down. And it's amazing how my son actually knows how to hold his hands facing upwards. And then he even holds them in other ways with his fingers. I mean, if you want to replicate someone, he does his hands like Buddha. And I'm like, how do you know that? But it's just amazing that children have a natural instinct for it. So I hope that helps you and with your child too.
Incredible, absolutely. And he was listening to your answer, so thank you so much. Aww. And thank you for being here. That's amazing. Thank you.
Well, I know Natasha's not got long left, so just before we go to, have we got one more question, Natasha? I know you've got a meeting.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fine. You go for it. We can, I will, I have say 6 minutes from now maximum.
Perfect. Elliot.
Hi, Natasha. Elliot Brown here. Really good to sort of virtually meet you. I didn't actually know who you were until I came on this app and I heard your voice. And many people know that I'm not woo-woo at all. But something that you said in a room, this is going back a couple of months ago now, really resonated with me and sort of made me stand up or sit up and listen to what you were saying. And it really, really, as I said, resonated with me. I'm not sure we use this word overly, but what you say, your soul, everything that comes out from you, I really like. And one of the things I brought up when I was asked a question earlier on this morning was how this works with me. And I, like many entrepreneurs, people, I class myself as a roller coaster journey, right? There's been lots of highs and there's also lots of serious lows as well. I've lost virtually everything two or three times in my life, in my career, and my journey. But what I'm really wanting to find out, and I'm not sure you can answer this right now, maybe you can, is how we try and level that so that we don't have these highs and lows so much, that when you attract these things and you're in the flow, that it's working well and you can try and stay on that path. I used an analogy about like a Scalextric track. When you're in that groove and everything's working well, you can just keep the speed and you can keep going round. But it's when you take the, you're going too fast on one of those bends that you can sort of spin and burn out. How is it, Natasha, that you can maybe keep that slightly more level and keep yourself going on that right positive frame of mind and keep the flow going?
Hi, Elliot. So nice to meet you and loved everything you were just saying. And in answer to that, the thing that I always say, and actually I was just talking to a big corporate company, and I was explaining to their top level entrepreneurs in the company how important it is to stay in a higher frequency all the time, because that's where your sales are coming from. When you are turning over these big numbers, you know, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, 8 and 9 figure entrepreneurs. And when they are already achieving something, it is about staying in that zone, because then you'll go and do another deal and it will hit you over the mark and you go to the 9 or the 10 figure eventually. So the point is about staying in that place through literally in like living it out. Don't allow it to drop. It's like a high, but it's about keeping in that place of abundance, feeling it. So what did it feel like? I'll just ask you, what did it feel like the last time that you achieved? And if you had to describe it, and then you'd probably do something like my MBS method, where you go deeper into an altered state of awareness, into theta state. You put your, we do this trick where we put our, you know, our fingers in a certain place in our body, on our head, between our eyebrows. And when you go deeper in, you feel out the feeling of what it felt like to do that last deal, to do that last thing that felt so amazing. And then you relive it. And then every time you start dropping and you start going to a lower place where you feel, oh no, you know, something's going wrong, you just literally go back to that place because you've anchored it in your subconscious mind during the exercise. So it's, you're able to tap back into it very fast. It's NLP, yeah? And so what you're going to do is you're going to go back to that place and you're going to relive it. And then you're going to stay in this place now, because when good things are happening, like attracts like, more good things will start to come into your existence. It is actually not about, people always blame it on other people that circumstance makes you get bad. No, it is about you. Why is it people who have less are happier? Why is it when I had everything, I wasn't happy? It is literally that. And now I've built it back up and I feel amazing about it because I've done it in the right way and I'm serving others. It is all about if you are serving others ultimately, because if you stop worrying about yourself and every single day you think, how can I serve someone else? How can I do a good deed for someone else today? How can I better serve humanity? You will never dip down low. And when you do, you know how to get out of it, because as soon as I start feeling sorry for myself and depressed and going down into a low state and a low frequency before I get comfortable in that place and start attracting really not great stuff into my life, because again, like attracts like, negativity attracts negativity. And by the way, negativity and positivity are both a really powerful equal frequency, and both are just as addictive as each other. So it is up to you to say, no, I'm not going to give in to this. It's my mindset that counts. No one else is going to fix me for myself, and nobody else is going to do anything for me and pay my bills. So if I want to continue achieving at this level, I'm going to stay in this place. And yes, things are going to hit you, but it's about how you ride that wave and you do not react. It's about your reaction. You can never control anyone else. You can only control your reaction. So you look at it, you pause, you don't react. You give it a few moments, and then you think, you observe it, and then you decide how to react to it. And you plant, and final thing to say to this point, plant seeds into your garden. Really build the foundation of your garden. Seeds that will germinate into beautiful trees of love, of joy, of compassion, of laughter. If you build those seeds and plant them into your garden of your mind and do activities which serve those things you want to attract, so compassion and love and joy and happiness, that maybe means for you going for a walk in nature, laughing with your children, spending time with your wife, doing yoga, whatever it might be, those are activities which serve your mission, because you're planting seeds of joy, of love, compassion, good things, right? And you're uprooting seeds of ego, pride, and jealousy. And when you let go of those things, and things that do not serve you, you can focus on the beautiful seeds and you can watch them germinate. And now, watch when something tries to hit you. When something tries to hit you now, it can't throw you off the same way. Because that night you're going to go to sleep, you're going to wake up and it's a new day. And wow, does it look different. Not on tired eyes. It looks beautiful and the new day is ahead. No, nobody would know how my day was yesterday, because today I've woken up and I'm feeling amazing again. And of course we're going to have days, but it should only be a moment and it's temporary. It is up to you to shift that. I hope that answers your question.
That was amazing. And I have to be honest with you, it was something I needed right now in this chapter and what's going on, and really incredible. Hopefully that's helped a number of other people that go through the same stuff. Thanks very much, Natasha. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Reach out to me on the DMs if you want to chat further. I'd love to speak to
you. That'd
be
amazing. Thank you.
Hey, Natasha, wow. I was trying to send you money, but I don't see that on your profile.
I don't have the send money feature. I'm going to leave it off my profile until I connect it to a charity.
But wow.
Thank you so awesome. Much for the beautiful, beautiful offering. I appreciate it massively. I will tell you the charity in the DMs that I support.
Love that. So you can go get some more of Natasha.
joining her Abundant You Challenge. It's in her link in her bio on her Instagram. So, guys, just before she has to shoot in 1 minute, go over to her Instagram, give her sign up, and, yeah, you can get more of this. And she is true to the heart. The way she just answered, I tried to send you money, it's going to a charity. That's the true Natasha there. So, Natasha, just before you go, we're going to be talking about the law of attraction straight after Natasha's gone, so make sure you stay around. But is there any final words, Natasha, just before you leave? I know you've got to go. Do you have any final words?
My final words, guys, I'm so grateful from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for having me. Ashley, you're an absolute king. You host the best breakfast with winners room I've ever seen. It's so cool. Thank you so much for having me, all of you guys who are putting this beautiful space together. And I'm grateful for your time because you're committing to you every single day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Winners Club. If you have taken some practical lessons and learnings from some of the most impactful conversations on Clubhouse, then we would love your support for this show by leaving us a 5-star review wherever you download your podcasts.